Singaporean Marcus Lim has tremendous talent and insight as a painter and, most importantly, a heart. A heart for Singapore and its heritage, as we are about to discover. Thank you for being with us this morning, Marcus. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me here.
Can you describe what kind of painting do you do?
All right. Well, I basically paint stories about people, families, and organizations. So what does this mean? This means that, while academic historians write books about histories about people, I actually paint them into paintings on canvases so that people can actually keep them in their families or organizations for time to come.
So tell us, how, when, and why did you get started in fine art?
Oh, I started art at a very young age. But at the same time, I was growing up in Singapore, which was fast-changing. And I saw many old things disappearing through my growing up years. At that time, I wasn't sure how I was feeling or what I can do with it. So as I started my professional career in art, then I realized that, this is where my direction is. And this is especially so when I had two experiences which cemented my feelings for heritage. So one of these experiences was with this cancer-stricken lady who wanted to be remembered in a certain manner before she passed away. So when I completed her portrait, she was already so seriously ill that she could not remember who I was at that point of time. As I walked away and she saw the painting, she called out my name as if to really want to thank me. When I saw that moment, I thought, wow, that was it. I think my art, by doing so for the heritage, would really make an impact for people. That's why I decided to pursue my fine art in that manner.
Wow, it must be a moving moment for you. And I'm sure you showcase your artwork. What do you hope that people come away with after viewing your paintings, Marcus?
Well, we've seen so many beautiful paintings around us in galleries. And for me, I don't just want people to remember that it is a beautiful or valuable painting. The important thing for me is that a painting is used to remember and learn about their heritage with. And most importantly, my paintings that are created become meaningful legacies that people can pass on to their next generation. This is what I hope for when people want to see my paintings.
And are Singaporeans able to understand your work considering their busy lifestyles?
Consider the nature of my paintings. It is very visually narrative. So audiences, whenever they look at my paintings, they can make out the different elements and what these different elements on the paintings are trying to express, and they can learn the whole story for themselves. Especially in my unique portrait paintings, which not only include sitters' images, they also include the stories of the sitter behind the portraits itself. And that makes it easier for people to understand, who this person behind the painting is all about.
Marcus, can you tell us about some of the international exposure that you have had?
Well, other than winning some notable Asian art, international art awards, I think the one that I'd like to highlight is the one that Asia Geographic magazine has bestowed to me quite recently, and that is the Cover Art of the Decade International Award. Besides that, they've also made me the Heritage Ambassador for their affiliated Asian Geographic Society. This role is actually hoping to motivate other Asians in our area, Southeast Asian area, to take their heritage more seriously and motivate them to actually do more to save their heritage. But last month, I was actually made a Singapore representative to attend an international portrait artist conference in Washington, D.C., a form of cultural exchange.
And what future is there in Singapore for fine art, In other words, is preserving Singapore's heritage a losing battle, Marcus?
Well, on the contrary, the awareness of art and heritage in Singapore has grown exponentially in the last decade. Especially, we are seeing more and more people buying art. And so buying art for investment is increasingly in the minds of Singaporeans. But having said that, I find that my biggest challenge right now is to bring up the appreciation of heritage. And I'm hoping that through my art, people can use it to continue to value and appreciate it in time to come. This is especially so when Singapore is entering a new millennium. Things are changing so fast. So heritage is even more important for the people who are living in our state and Greater Asia. I think this is, in a greater sense, this is important because time changing and society moving forward so fast, heritage, we should remember, is always the heartbeat that is driving the blood of identity, every living citizen in a society itself. And that is why Asian Geographic Society has asked me to become their role model to increase awareness, not only just in Singapore, but across Asia.
Marcus, do you have any favourites among your collection?
Favourite among my collection? I would think that it would have to be my latest painting on a series of stories depicting the life and growth of Serangoon Road. The interesting feature about these paintings that I've created actually helped me to understand that all the contrary beliefs about how Serangoon Road, or what we call here Little India, came about.
Now, for those of us who live far away from Singapore, is there any way we can view your artwork?
You can view my artwork on my website at www.marcuslim.com. This is the most accessible way, which you can actually view it online. Or you can Facebook me at Historian Painter, and you should be able to see all the works and all the motivations that is driving me every day in Singapore.
Marcus, we would like to wish a thank you to you for taking your time to be with us.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be here.
And all the best in your endeavors.
Thank you very much, Mira.